This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. A Malaysian court on Tuesday sentenced Malaysia's former Prime Minister Najib Razak to 12 years in jail for abuse of power. Reuters' Libby Hogan reports.
Malaysia's former Prime Minister Najib Razak was found guilty on Tuesday on all seven corruption charges in his first trial, linked to a multi-billion dollar scandal at a state fund, One Malaysia Development Berhad. The landmark case has been widely seen as a test for the country's efforts to stamp out corruption. The seven charges included criminal breach of trust, money laundering and abuse of power for allegedly illegally receiving nearly $10 million from former 1MDB unit SDC International.
That is Reuters' Libby Hogan reporting. China's foreign ministry says Hong Kong's government will suspend agreements on mutual assistance for criminal matters, including extradition, with Britain, Canada and New Zealand. China says the three countries' decision to suspend extradition agreements with Hong Kong over a new security law for the city constituted a gross interference in China's internal affairs. U.S. President Donald Trump visited a vaccine development site Monday as the largest COVID-19 vaccine research trial got underway. The president voiced an optimistic tone about the current spread of
cases in Florida, Texas, and Arizona held steady and are now heading down. In Arizona, they're heading very substantially down and rapidly. We've been constant and in constant communication with the states and are surging them resources when requested.
White House officials say a vaccine is necessary to fully restore a sense of normalcy in the U.S. This is VOA News. Thursday marks the sixth month since the World Health Organization declared COVID-19 a public health emergency of international concern. Reflecting on the millions of infections, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the pandemic is to accelerate. He stresses that although the world has changed, the fundamental pillars of the response have not, which refer to political leadership and informing, engaging, and listening to communities. He says the pandemic is under control in many countries, including China, Canada, Germany, and South Korea, because the countries strictly followed the WHO's advice. North Korea's leader has boasted about his nuclear capability and its impact regionally. AP's Charles De Ledesma has the story.
North Korean state media reports leader Kim Jong-un saying his country's hard-won nuclear weapons are a solid security guarantee and a reliable, effective deterrent that could prevent a second Korean War. Kim's comments before war veterans, marking the 67th anniversary of the end of the 1950-53 Korean War, again show how he has no intention of abandoning his weapons. As prospects dim for resuming diplomacy with the US, he says his country has tried to become a nuclear state with an absolute might to prevent another war. I'm Charles De Ledesma.
Portland, Oregon is cleaning up this morning after another night of violence. This follows an appeal to Congress by the mayors of Portland and five other major U.S. cities on Monday to make it illegal for the federal government to deploy militarized agents to cities that don't want them. Iran says its elite Revolutionary Guards military drill in the Persian Gulf on Tuesday. This comes at a time of high tension between Tehran and Washington. In recent years, there have been periodic confrontations in the Gulf between the Guards and the U.S. military, which has accused the Guards' Navy of sending fast attack boats to harass American warships as they pass the Strait of Hormuz. U.S. Attorney General William Barr will appear before Congress later today, where he is expected to defend the aggressive federal response to civil unrest around the country. AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
According to a copy of William Barr's remarks to the House Judiciary Committee, he says violent rioters hijacked the protest movement over the deployed at the hands of police. A horrible event, he says, that prompted a necessary national reckoning on police and community relations. But Barr condemns those who've responded with rioting and anarchy. He calls on all lawmakers to condemn violence against federal officers and federal buildings.
This is VOA News.